This is an LIC.
LIC.
LIC. Longitudinal Integrated Clerkship.
LIC.
This is an LIC Preceptor Podcast.
Micro Skills for Teaching and Its Importance in the LIC. Written by Anthony Dambro, MD, Clerkship, Co-Director in Family and Community Medicine at Penn State University College of Medicine. Arguably, one of the greatest benefits of the longitudinal integrated curriculum is the relationships learners can build with their clinical preceptors. Over time, preceptors can observe the growth of learners' knowledge and skills as they work side by side. This relationship becomes one based in trust, which allows learners greater participation in the patient care team and frees preceptors to give more candid and effective feedback. With this paradigm shift, preceptors need to adapt teaching and use specific teaching techniques to avoid simply defaulting to their own experiences as learners. Faculty may be unaware that there are specific teaching tools that they can use, such as the one-minute preceptor or SNAPS model, to probe the depths of a learner's understanding, give high-quality feedback, and engender the relationships necessary for LIC success. Today, we will discuss the one-minute preceptor, also known as the five micro skills, which is a tool that is easy for faculty to employ and has been particularly well studied. Since its inception in 1992, this model has been well received by learners and faculty alike, with significant impacts on developing critical thinking in learners and allowing the provision of high-quality, effective feedback in the clinical setting. The five micro skills are: skill number one, get a commitment. Early clinical learners have a tendency to stop following the presentation of a history and physical exam. What is unclear without further investigation is whether the learner is stopped because they cannot create an assessment or plan, or whether they expect the preceptor to take command. This is an opportunity for the preceptor to query, "What do you think is going on?" or "What is the differential you are considering?" Forcing a response rather than taking control to fill in the blanks provides insight into the learner's ability to apply and synthesize their medical and clinical knowledge. Should the learner present a differential and stop at the plan, push them to commit to action. What labs or studies will you order? What treatment do you think is best? In the context of an LIC, a preceptor can readily assess a learner's baseline abilities and help guide the learner in future encounters. At the beginning, expectations can be lower, but as the learner's knowledge and experience grows, preceptors should expect greater confidence in the assessment and plan. Skill number two, probe for supporting evidence. In this step, we are trying to establish why the learner came to the conclusions they did. Was it because they guessed or memorized the information, or do they truly understand the matter at hand? Why do you think this is a URI and not sinusitis? Once we are able to understand the learner's thinking, we will be better equipped to make corrections or additions, which is addressed in further micro skills. Skill number three, teach a pearl or general rule. Here's the opportunity to deliver the more traditional teaching. To remain efficient in the clinical setting, this should not be a lengthy lecture. Keep it short and sweet. Some phrases you might use are, "In cases like these, I always do percussion because," or, "In a recent guideline on hypertension, the cutoffs for stage one hypertension were lowered." What you choose here should be appropriate to the learner's developmental level. If the learner struggles to develop a differential, aim for medical knowledge teaching rather than discussing management strategy. Over time, LIC preceptors can adapt these pearls to match the level of knowledge and skill needed at the time. Skill number four, reinforce what was done well. Learners appreciate positive feedback on the things they did well, but remember to be specific. Avoid generalities like "good job," and instead use "I like that you included a thorough review of systems in this case because." Skill number five, correct mistakes. Be judicious in correcting mistakes. It will be overwhelming for both parties to try to fix everything at once. Pick one or two things and focus on improving those during the next case. Prioritize the most significant gaps, such as professionalism lapses or errors with the potential for patient harm, and let the others go until later. Using I statements can make constructive feedback more palatable. I was having a hard time following the presentation when you started talking about the patient's knee pain. For the next case, I would like you to try to follow this format. Preceptors could also consider demonstrating for the learner how you would present the case. While the one-minute preceptor provides an easy-to-use framework for structuring a preceptor's response to a learner's presentation, it is worth pointing out that it says little about how the initial presentation might be delivered. The initial case presentation can be as long or as short as needed, and your expectation should be addressed with the learner at the beginning of each session. Expectations for the level of detail of a presentation should be clear from the beginning. As LIC preceptors develop trust in their students' ability to synthesize the pertinent positives and negatives of the history and exam into a cogent differential and management plan, presentations can be more efficient and shed many of the details. The five skills need not always be applied in the order presented. Getting a commitment and probing for supporting evidence follow logically out of the learner's presentation, but the remaining three skills may naturally flow into that discussion and may even overlap, especially in the case of teaching a general rule and correcting mistakes. For example, one might say, "It's phenomenal that you mentioned the patient's recent job loss in your social history. It is a critical piece of information in the patient's recent exacerbation. However, in a case like this, I might prefer to discuss with our social worker rather than prescribe another medication." Here, the learner has been given specific praise, but has also been taught a valuable pearl and had an error in decision-making subtly corrected in only two sentences. There are many challenges for the outpatient clinician educator, and preceptors need tools that can be easily applied to their current workflow. There's an abundance of literature on teaching medical students using a variety of models, but the one-minute preceptor encapsulates an important skill set for LIC faculty. It can be used to efficiently assess the learner's developmental stage and enhance their abilities over the course of the learner-preceptor relationship. So, in review, during your next session with your student, 1, get a commitment. 2, probe for supporting evidence. 3, teach a pearl. 4, reinforce what was done well. And 5, correct mistakes. This concludes our podcast on microskills for teaching and its importance in the LIC. For further reading and references to this podcast, please look for further articles, including Gatewood, E. et al., The One-Minute Preceptor Model, a systemic review in the Journal of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, 2019, M. Brown et al., A Narrative Literature Review Considering the Development and Implementation of Longitudinal Integrated Clerkships, Including a Practical Guide for Application, Journal of Medical Education and Curricular Development, 2019. E. Gatewood, The One-Minute Preceptor Model, A Systemic Review, in the Journal of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, 2019.